Okay, Julie, you ready for the code of conduct report?
I am, if bylaws is done. Are we ready to move on?
I just want to raise, this is Serena, I just want to raise something very, very briefly.
Uh-huh.
I think it would be a good idea if we could ask, and you know, whoever's on the call, if they could ask their secretary to provide it, the board secretary, just a list of all the current members of the LSBs and where these people are, people who are not initially elected but are replacements. Okay. and where these are, people are not the people who were initially elected, if we could have the name of the person they're replacing and the date that they were seated, that would be great. But I'm not making it a motion, but I do think we kind of need to look at that, and it would be helpful if people could...
The governance committee of the PNB needs to look at that?
In terms of seat inheritance, yes.
Who's going to do that work? To put that list together?
To put what list together? Every secretary of each local station board should have that as a matter of course. We're merely asking the members of this committee to send it along to the committee.
Okay. Thanks for that, Serene. And
thanks.
If folks could send, I'm assuming you're just asking for a roster from each of the LSBs with whatever detailed information they have about changes in the composition of the
LSBs. Right. I'll send a quick note to the list about it later.
If I could just comment, I mean, at KPFT, we have now been through like 20 resignations. So it would be a considerable amount of work to remember now who replaced who and who was the, you know, it. That's all.
Madam Chair?
I'd love to see lists like that, and I'd love to see attendance lists as well.
Madam Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, I think the attendance is something that each board is supposed to handle, and I trust that they are, but I'm sure that each secretary has a record of who's seated because they have to include or exclude them from the listserv and from communications. So I'm sure the record is not not impossible to pull together in relatively short time. I'm sure every competent secretary has such a list.
We have records. We do have the records, and they're pretty easily available.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay. Moving on, and if you could send a note to the list, that would be great, Serene. Moving on to the code of conduct.
This is Wendy. I'm the convener of the Code of Conduct Working Group of the PNB Governance Committee. We called a meeting for September the 7th. There was lots and lots of notice. I sent out lots of reminders. However, when it came time for the meeting, it was myself and Deb Shafto. I really want to thank Deb for being there, and I did get an email from Grace Aaron the next day or that maybe later that night saying, oh, my God, I didn't realize it was today. Sorry, I missed it. That was great. I'm kind of wondering if there's a lot of interest in having a code of conduct for board members, if it's board members that have to do the work to make it. So anyway, we, you know, I really thank, I really appreciate Deb showing up. I'm so sorry we didn't get to have a real meeting. So, I do kind of wonder though if people want to do this or not, because it's been quite a few months now, and we had one meeting that was okay.
Hey, so. What I think is if we can either use this time to set the next meeting with folks that are on the call that are part of that subcommittee, and, you know, it seems to me like the code of conduct, I know that this is an issue that has been brought up over the past several years, and the fact that we don't have an adopted code of conduct for the PNB or the other sectors of our governance structure. So it seems to me like there's work that needs to be done there. But if folks aren't willing to come to the meetings, then work can't be done. So,
well, let me just tell you guys that I joined this because I was skeptical. I had seen some things that we did at KPFT not really work, and I thought a lot of it was outrageous. But last night we spent our 3 hours at our LSV meeting, and we witnessed the craziest shenanigans that most of us have ever seen, and we've seen a lot. And so now I am actually convinced that we need to have some kind of standards and some code of conduct. So anyway, I'm still in if you guys want to do it.
Okay, so is it worth our time to try to schedule the next meeting now? Who's on the call that's part of that?
I think it's worth our time.
Okay, we have Deb, Wendy, Grace, and Bob. Can all of you decide on a time?
I'm in the Pacific time zone. Weekday mornings are really good for me. That would make it 12 noon in New York and
D.C. I just really can't do during the day myself. But if enough people did it, then I wouldn't have to be there at all. So,
this is Bob. I'm fairly flexible after the PNB meeting in Berkeley.
Well, let me just tell you guys that on the bylaws working group meeting this week, we decided to go ahead and grab October 10th for the bylaws working group. And when we did schedule it for that same time of 8 Eastern, which makes it 5 Pacific, which maybe isn't, I don't know, is that good for you? Well, Grace, you're not on the bylaws group, right? All I'm saying is maybe we're scheduling them too close to 5 o'clock for some people in California. I don't know.
5 o'clock is good for me.
It is good? Okay. So, all right. So maybe we could do the Code of Conduct Working Group on October 12th or October 5th. No, not October 5th for me. October 12th.
How's October 12th look? Deb, Grace, Bob.
That's fine.
Is there any chance we can do it on a Monday or Tuesday evening? Like the 9th or the 10th?
I think I could do the 9th.
Okay, so Monday the 9th at 5?
9 Eastern?
That would be 8 Eastern.
8 Eastern. Okay.
Yeah, 7 our time, Deb.
Okay.
Is that good for you guys?
Good yep. for me.
Let's just call it for then.
Okay, yeah, I could do that.
Okay, can you make sure just to circulate that for folks that aren't on the call?
Yeah, and I also want to thank Bob for sending out, you know, when he can't be there, he does let us all know. That's awesome because it's also a reminder to the other people on the committee that, you know, Bob's remembering when these meetings are. He just hasn't been able to do it. But thank you very much, Bob.
Well, sure, thank you. And by the way, the reason it wasn't the last one was our LSP had to call a last-minute meeting to approve the budget. So,
okay.
That would have been there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they seem like really good reasons why he couldn't be there. But a lot of people we didn't hear from at all. We traditionally don't hear from people in D.C. at all. Anyway, so great. Okay, so I'm writing it down, October 9th, Code of Conduct Working Group, 8 Eastern. Thank you all very much.
9th or the 12th?
All right.
9th.
Thanks, all. Okay, moving on.
Wait.
We changed it to the 9th for Grace. Is that okay, Deb? Can you do Monday the 9th?
Okay.
Okay.
I just need to get it down, that's all.
The 9th. Okay.
Okay, contracts. Are there any contracts that even need to be reviewed?
You know, I believe Serene is still on. Are you still there, Serene? We never wound up meeting again. Serene? Okay. I believe there was a contract motion that passed the PNB that had a sunset clause in it. Serena and I have not been able to meet for some one reason or another. I think we just need to schedule another meeting of that, and it should be more than two people.
Okay, well, at this point, no one else has stepped forward to be part of that working group, so unless there's anyone else at this time, otherwise I would just suggest that you and Serene coordinate times or decide on a time right now. And
I don't think she's on the call any longer.
Okay, well, from the get-go, I think what would be good is to find the PNB motion around contracts so that you understand what your purview is, and also if there was a sunset clause, then looking at what that time period is, because it might be a moot point at this time. I don't know.
This is Bob. I remember it just simply said after 6 months it'll be reviewed, and it's been more than 6 months.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's much implementation to have it even be reviewed.
Well, it's just, I didn't read it as a formal sunset. I just read it as, you know, it should be looked at again, but it'll keep on being in effect.
Yeah, and well, and maybe part of the review is that it's, you know, there's not a process put in place so that it's not functioning as it should.
Well, I think, I actually think I may have been the one who suggested this, the six-month thing. And I think the idea was just, let's stop, assess, did it work? Are there glitches? Are there, do we need amendments? That, it was pretty simple.
Okay. Does that sound like a good plan of action, Grace?
Can you just repeat? I was looking for the actual motion in my emails. What was that again? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just saying that if you and Serene could get together, look at, review the motion, and if there was, I think that there is a review of it that's long overdue. And
yeah.
So I don't know if it's a matter of, you know, maybe coming back to the committee with an understanding of what that, when that review needs to happen, and then maybe some recommendations on what the review would entail, and then we can weigh in on that.
Yeah, is there anyone else who would like to be on that working group, in that working group? I guess I'm not hearing anybody volunteering, so I will contact Serene and we'll put something together for the next governance committee meeting.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, policies and procedures.
This is Deb. I was the convener of that, and I've convened it twice and been the sole participant, and I got tired of talking to myself, so I put a note up on the internet asking people to set agenda items or anything they thought needed looking at, and I got zero response. So I'm sort of at a loss of what to do to this. I was half tempted to think of something really outrageous so that at least I'd find out that there was somebody alive out there. But that's all I could do.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems to me if there's not motivation behind this, you know, behind the working group, and that there's not current work in its purview, and if folks disagree, then please speak up, that we should, you know, we should look at dismantling that as a working group. And, you know, those folks that have volunteered, a couple of them I see on other working groups anyway, and so I'm sure they're overwhelmed. And then if there are folks that want to then work on contracts or other areas, that we just focus our work right now, because I think I know one of the things that I've been a little frustrated with is the fact that we do have these working groups, but again, there's not much work being done. And I think the work of the bylaws working group has been, you know, great, and I know that the Code of Conduct have done some work, but I don't think that there's been movement in either contracts or policies and procedures. So,
no.
You know, I'm wondering if we need to ask ourselves at this point if those are necessary working groups, and maybe they're not, and maybe we create working groups as the work comes to us. So policies and procedures might be something in the future when we, you know, when
yes.
we're directed to review or take action on an issue.
Well, I would certainly move that.
What do other folks think?
This is our poll. Maybe it should be on an ad hoc basis. Like, it sort of exists, and we can reactivate it if we need a policies and procedures thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that if... if work comes to us and falls within that, you know, designation, then at that point we could convene members of the bylaws, I mean, of the governance committee to then take part in that working group. But at this point it doesn't seem like there's anything motivating it. And so it's, you know, it's not doing anything. And I hate, you know, to have Deb take time out and schedule meetings and try to convene them. And, you know, if she's not happy talking to herself, then, you know, there's really no point.
Yeah, really. I think the idea of letting it dormant and letting it be an ad hoc committee is just right.
Okay. Are there any objections to that? All right. For purposes of the report, I'm putting in parentheses ad hoc committee.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with folks? Are folks comfortable with that? And then I'm also going to delete the current members, but just leave it as a placeholder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. So that's it for the working group report backs. I didn't have any old business that was yet to be discussed, so I didn't move into new business if there is any.
I'll leave the call for a second.
Okay, hearing no new business at this time, one of the things that I did want to do was just to provide an opportunity if folks had comments, feedback, suggestions to the report that I had sent out late last night. I do need to get this to Althea at National so she can include it in the board packets first thing tomorrow morning, but I'm happy to make whatever suggested changes there are this evening. So I wanted to just open the floor up for that. And it's pretty, just so you all know, I mean, my strategy behind creating the report is that it just keeping it short, sweet, to the point, looking specifically at, you know, the action that we're requesting them to take, and then giving a summation of the work that we've been doing, and making sure that they're aware of who our officers are, our schedule of meetings, and those types of things.
It should be pretty easy. We haven't done that much.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty basic. One of the things that I mentioned before we actually convened this evening's meeting was that I did follow up with, or I am following up with, Teresa Allen from the PNB just to determine exactly what previous motions the PNB has already entertained so that I will not resend them to them. Because I was under the impression that they did not entertain all four of the motions that we had sent forward in the June meeting. And so I just wanted to get clarification on that, if there was pending motions that we had sent during the June meeting that hadn't been heard, and if so, those would be included in this meeting, in this report. And so far, I've included all four of them. But I had learned from Bob that he believed that there was action taken on a few of them, but wanted to get clarity from Teresa before officially removing them from the report. So Teresa sending me the minutes of the June meeting, the June PNB meeting, later on this evening once she gets back from another meeting that she was attending.
Bob? Yeah, I have a pretty clear memory that the PNB dealt with all four. Your report lists five motions, and the one through four have all been disposed of.
Motion five was the one that just came out of our August 17th meeting.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, what I can't remember is exactly which of them were accepted, which were rejected, but I know they did accept, the PNB did accept the notice date for that bylaws amendment that then later failed. And then the thing about alternates on committees was rejected. The thing about activating the personnel committee was accepted, and that committee is now functioning. And then I can't remember what happened to the one about including non-voting members in working groups. But it was definitely resolved, whichever way. So.
Okay, so that's probably the one that I need to get clarity on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Can you add, as we agreed earlier, you'll add a little footnote about what we said tonight about sending out this new proposal about the, what happens when somebody changes status.
I'm going to add it under the bylaws working group section.
Okay, great.
Are there any other suggested changes or?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you also mention what we've agreed before and agreed tonight, that the bylaws working group will also look at the whole timetable of the elections issue and whether to shift it? That at least will remind people to keep thinking about what kind of timetable they would want. I actually found, while we were on the phone tonight, I found the motion we adopted in April that simply directs the working group to look into that in conjunction with the elections committee. So, not a new thing, but it's just something to remind us and to remind the PNB that we are actively, or we're going to be actively working on it, on a new calendar, new the proposed calendar.
Okay.
I can repost that testing from April.
That would be great. Okay, is there any additional discussion, questions, comments, concerns about the report? I will be sure to send you all a final draft that, or to see you on what I sent to Althea. All right. Well, hearing no further discussion around that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any objection?
No objection.
All right. Thanks all for a good meeting, and I will get both the report out and as well as the email.
Thanks,
bye,
everybody, for coming to the meeting.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.